and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's about getting the job done, protecting the community. Good equipment saves lives.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is part of his announcement that military equipment will now be available again to local police departments. The sale of military gear to local departments had been suspended by the Obama administration. Sessions says statistics prove this kind of equipment cuts down on crime.
Studies have shown that this equipment reduces crime rates, reduces the number of assaults against police officers, and actually reduces the number of complaints against police officers.
Comedian Kevin Hart is putting up $25,000 for Hurricane Harvey relief, and now he's challenging other celebrities to pony up. Hart posted his pledge to the American Red Cross on Instagram yesterday and tagged others, including Chris Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Justin Timberlake, and Houston native Beyonce. Hart says he wants to make a meaningful social media challenge as the flooding devastates Texas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A YouTube star pulling an interesting stunt to raise money for an animal protection group.
Elton Casty says that he wants to raise money for the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Los Angeles chapter. He says he'll eat, sleep, and broadcast live from the shelter until he's raised $100,000. Fans have been stopping by to snap a selfie with Casty and even donate money to get him out of the horrible conditions quicker. He's already reached well over $50,000, and he hopes to hit his goal later today.
Alaska's junior senator Dan Sullivan sounding off about North Korea. Here's Chris Barnes.
Sullivan saying he doesn't believe North Korea could hit Alaska with a missile armed with a nuclear warhead just yet, but says the North is making a lot of progress and could have that potential soon. His comments come after North Korea launches 3 short-range missiles back on Friday. Sullivan currently working on legislation that would bolster U.S. missile defense capability. I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 13 people facing charges after a violent protest in Berkeley, California. After a right-wing event called No to Marxism in America was canceled, police say more than 100 members of the Antifa movement began attacking conservative protesters with homemade shields and other weapons. One conservative protester was attacked by 5 Antifa protesters who threw him to the ground and kicked him until police could rescue him. The violent liberal extremists reportedly were open about their intent to cause violence, as attendees of a counter-protest say they left because Antifa said they planned to attack. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. Weather today, partly sunny with a high near 77, east wind around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 57, northeast wind around 6 miles per hour. Tuesday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 70, east wind 7 to 10 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tomorrow night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57, north wind 7 to 10 miles per hour, Chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 78. North wind 7 to 9 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59.
Good afternoon and welcome to NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we are all volunteers. We have no paid staff, no office. We work out of our houses. And someone once told me very humorously that at least the commute was good, and from the kitchen to the living room or dining room or whatever. And I agreed with him. It was kind of good. I only bump into my wife. But other than that, what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or someone they know or someone they work with or live next door to who have a mental illness. And we try to do it in numerous ways. We have a support group that meets once a month on Thursdays, the third Thursday of every month at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And you don't have to register or anything. You can just come. And what we try to do is we try to, you know, people tell their stories and we try to, you know, give them ideas or suggestions of what to do, what not to do. We also have classes that we run. In fact, the 14th of September, we're starting a 12-week family-to-family class for families who have someone in their family. Or, like, again, it doesn't have to be blood. It can be someone you know or work with or live next door to. And we try to enlighten them about what the person with the illness is going through. And we do this through telling them what to say and what not to say in certain circumstances or what to do and what not to do. We also go over medications and side effects and, again, just try to get someone who has taken a class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. And we try to get them to remember that regardless of whether the person is nowhere near what they remember or grew up, if it was a child, there's a real person under that illness, and to try to see the person again rather than just see the illness. Everything we do is free. There is no charge. There is no charge for materials in the classes or anything like that. The only thing you have to do is register for the class. You don't have to register for the support group, but you do have to register for the class because they like to keep it within a certain limit of people. And if there's any questions or anything we can do to help you, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500, and that's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24 hours a day, but someone does check it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you as soon as possible. Good afternoon, and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey, and I'm going to pass it over to Tracy and let her run it.
Great. Today we're very pleased to have Tamara Barisha. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. She is the Program Director of Integrative Medicine, the Integrative Medicine Department at Hunterdon Medical Center. Tamara holds a master's degree in acupuncture and an associate's degree in massage therapy from the Swedish Institute. She studied Chinese herbal medicine under the guidance of world-renowned teacher Jeffrey Yun.
Yuan.
Yuan, a Taoist doctor and priest. She also holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology from Hunter College. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. So let's start right in. What is the Integrative Medicine Department at Hunterdon Medical Center, and what does it do?
So the Integrative Medicine Department began in April of 2014. A little bit before that, a woman from the community, and this is all public knowledge, a woman from the community donated $1 million to the hospital to begin or to act as seed money to begin an integrative medicine program. Since then, we have grown from one very small office at the Hunterdon Regional Community Health Building in Flemington to now having three locations. And I'll talk a little bit more about what those locations are, but really what our mission is, and with that I'll define what integrative medicine is. The way that we like to talk about integrative medicine is that it is defined as an approach to care that seeks to integrate the best of Western scientific medicine, but with a broader understanding of the nature of illness, the nature of healing and wellness. It treats the whole person by examining the lifestyle, relationships, diet, and their state of mind while offering treatment options that support the body's natural ability to heal itself. So we use things like acupuncture, massage therapy, herbal medicine, integrative nutrition, aromatherapy, supplements, and different energy healing treatments. And we also do have a, because we are part of the Hunterdon Medical System, we do have direct relationships with the primary care physicians and specialists so that we can really work as a team to offer, really just to offer another option of wellness, medicine, and healing. We're not a, it's not a all or nothing system. You know, we do really recommend, and we recommend that everyone has a primary care physician and that they continue seeing their specialists, of course, but we just offer another aspect of their team of healthcare professionals.
We do the same thing, basically, when people come to us and say, well, my so-and-so, we believe they have a mental illness and such. And we always tell them, well, take them to a doctor or, you know, primary care physician first and have a complete physical. Because a lot of medical problems have the same symptoms as mental illness.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like until you get a complete physical and rule out all the medical parts of it, before you, you know, say it's a mental illness, because it may not be.
Right.
You know?
It could be a supplement deficiency.
Exactly.
It could be,
right.
Or a nutritional deficiency. Right. It's something that you said. I actually wrote it down, seeing the person, seeing the whole person and not just seeing their illness.
Right.
And I think that's really the bottom line of what we do in the integrative medicine program is that we're not treating a disease. You know, when someone comes in to see us and they have a, they do in most cases have a specific diagnosis. But really what we want to do is learn about who that person is and how that diagnosis represents in their life and what their story is, because everyone has a different story. You know, poor people can come in with back pain, but their history and their story of how that back
pain
affects them is very, very different.
Right. And it's, you know, like we try to tell people, especially parents, you know, because a lot of times mental illness doesn't strike till late teens, early 20s, and the parents are, you know, oh, my son or daughter is going, you know, going to college, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then all of a sudden there's a crash, you know, and they can't visualize their loved one not achieving what they had in their mind as goals for them,
right?
You know, which may not be the same goals as the child had,
right.
But it's
right.
What the parents had,
right? And
but,
and that puts pressure on the child
exactly.
Too, which then adds to what their history and what their story is of how it affects their life.
Right.
I'll tell you a little bit about my background, just so you guys know and the listeners know. But I was raised in Hunterdon County. I'm raising three children in Hunterdon County right now, and I went to Hunterdon Central High School many, many moons ago.
Oh, that's a high school? Well, my kids went to North. So.
but I graduated from acupuncture with a master's degree in acupuncture in 2003, and I had a private practice in Frenchtown for over 10 years, and it was at that time, when the opportunity opened at Hunterdon Medical Center, I jumped on that because I believe, although my private practice was extremely successful, the education and the ability, what this position gave me, which I didn't have as much in my private practice, was the direct relationship with the professional healthcare community.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of community education, but I also do a lot of education for healthcare professionals, too. And what was so exciting to me is because there's a statistic out there, which is that God, I can't even remember the number, but there's many, many people that are using integrative medicine services, and that could be anything from supplements to yoga to acupuncture, herbal medicine. But there's a large number of people that don't tell their healthcare professionals, their primary care physicians or their specialists, that they're using these services. And when we ask them why they're not telling them, they say that, one, they don't think it's important, or they also may say that they didn't think that they would be supported, or that they did mention it, but their doctor didn't seem to know much about it. So that is really a passion of mine, is to help the healthcare professionals who aren't really familiar with what we do, to let them know that this is, again, it's not an all or nothing. It's right. That we're a support staff that can come in and really help people in areas where, unfortunately, the medical field isn't able to do anymore for many, many reasons. Insurance right. and time. I mean, it's right. really that time that we're able to take with each patient and really build a strong rapport with them and understand how also their lifestyle habits and their emotional life is really affecting their health. So there's a lot of education that happens in our office.
Okay. I know I am familiar with acupuncture.
Okay.
Because doing one of the radio shows, an acupuncturist, if I'm saying that correctly, came on,
mm-hmm.
A young lady.
That could have been me years ago.
I don't know. I don't know.
And I did acupuncture yeah. in the
I don't know. I'm just the one I remember had long, dark hair, so I don't know.
My hair was darker years ago.
But anyway, she decided that it would be nice if I allowed her to put needles in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? And she said, oh, you know, just to show that, you know. I says, okay, you know. So I says, she says, well, let's do it on the air. I says, no, you put the needles in off the air. We'll take a break and you put the needles in. Then we'll go back on the air.
I think that was me
yeah.
at the other office, the other
yes,
chamber.
Yes, it was the other
down.
Chamber, right, uh-huh, the old yeah. office, right. So this person, you or someone else, stuck needles in my head and my arm and my, you know, up. And I didn't feel a thing. It was like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe I had the helmet, the headset on, you know, yeah. for the ear things, mm-hmm. and I got, you know, yeah. needles sticking out of my head, yeah. but it yeah. was like I didn't feel a thing, and yeah. I was totally shocked.
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the biggest fears that people have when considering acupuncture, is that they think that it hurts. So I do that every time I do a community.
You're not going to do it today. I
no,
mean, I've
no,
done it already.
But any time that I do a presentation, I always bring needles with me. And then at the end of the presentation, I offer that anyone that right. wants to try a needle. And I'm not diagnosing anyone or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
It's simply just for demonstration purposes. But, yeah, we'll do an acupuncture needle so everyone can feel what it feels like. You know, and I will say there are some people that don't like acupuncture needles. They don't like the idea of laying there with needles in them while they're, you know, relaxing.
You know,
it's hard for them to
relax. I wasn't thrilled about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't
yeah.
feel a thing.
Yeah. Once
and it's
you
like,
realize,
you know, I had
yeah.
them in, you know, I think you put them in my wrist and my uh-huh. up on my arm here
uh-huh.
and, you know,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I didn't feel a thing. I yeah. was just, you know, shocked.
No, I have had acupuncture and so has every member of my family.
Oh,
it's
wonderful.
It's been very, very helpful. And I'm very into all of these specialties,
yeah.
Chinese medicine, all of it. So did we kind of talk about your guiding philosophy? Do you want to expand on anything you said before?
Well, my personal philosophy with health is that, you know, we all have a different story. You know, we're all born basically perfect, right? And we have things that happen to us in our lives that may cause illness, that cause stagnation, that cause us to shift. And I think that's really, once we can begin to understand, I mean, you could take any piece, you can take diet, you can take muscle pain, you know, digestive issues or,
right.
or musculoskeletal pain. I'll elaborate, say, on musculoskeletal pain. Someone could have an injury that causes them pain, say a car accident, and that causes them pain. And at over time, if they're not able to do the things that they're doing or they're living with a chronic pain situation, it affects their mind. It affects their spirit. It affects their ability to, you know, do the things that they love to do in their life. But you could also have the opposite. You could have someone that has emotional trauma, an emotional trauma in their life. And we all know posture, right? The emotional posture of someone that's depressed. They begin to hunch over. They begin to curl themselves almost to protect their heart, right? So in integrative medicine and from the mindset of a Chinese medicine practitioner, we don't always care how it started. You know, did it start from a car accident or did it start from an emotional trauma? It's just looking at that person in the moment and understanding what's happening right now. And allowing them to begin to heal and move forward. So sometimes, and we are for the most part always doing acupuncture as an acupuncturist, but there also is a lot of talking and a lot of understanding how they're, what foods they're putting into their body and how they can begin to make some lifestyle changes and reaching out to their community and reaching out to their loved ones and what that support is, what their faith is. And I don't mean
right.
you know, what
right.
their faith in their own ability to heal
right.
is. So, you know, people are coming, like I said, people are always coming from different places. And sometimes I think we have to understand, too, that people can be so attached to their illness that their illness actually becomes part of who they are. It becomes them. So letting go of their illness actually causes them to let go of their identity. And that's very scary.
Right.
So there's not one single treatment for, you know, there's not one perfect treatment for, you know, someone comes in with irritable bowel syndrome. There's not one acupuncture treatment that treats every person that has irritable bowel syndrome, right? We have to decipher what's happening with that person, and it could be different acupuncture points for three different people that have the same signs and symptoms.
Well, it's like medication. Not all medication works. I mean, somebody goes to, with mental health, if someone goes to a psychiatrist, they usually try to prescribe the first time what has been proven in the past.
Right.
But you may be able to take aspirin, and I can't, you know, because our bodies process them differently.
Yeah.
And the same thing with medication. You know, what works for you may not work for me and vice versa. And, you know, and sometimes the side effects are brutal, too.
Yeah. Well, and that's a big thing that we work with, too, because a lot of times people will come in. I'll say there's a mindset that I'd like to make some changes with in medicine altogether, which is that conventional medicine works very. I mean, there's nothing better than conventional medicine in acute illnesses. Nothing better. You know, thank God we have antibiotics for when we need them. There's
Absolutely.
Certain things that are overused, but when it comes to chronic illness, you know, there are difficulties within the conventional medicine world on how to deal with all different types of chronic illnesses.
Right.
And I think that's where integrative medicine can come in, because the things that we use, the acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, dietary therapy, there's no side effects for them. They're not things that are going to, you know, we're not going to do acupuncture and then there's going to be a side effect that then we have to do another acupuncture treatment for that side effect and on and on. So it's not that we're telling people not to take their medications, because medications can be absolutely necessary, but a lot of times we do see that people are able to reduce their amount of medications because of, or reduce the amount of side effects that are occurring.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to ask about how it complements other activities at HMC. Like, for example, is there anything standard now whenever, perhaps when someone is going in for surgery, that they'll get a massage first, or are there certain things that are sort of?
So the healthcare, the Hunterdon Healthcare is the umbrella system, right? And then there's Hunterdon Medical Center, and then there's Hunterdon Regional Community Health, and a few other departments that, you know, belong, that are underneath the umbrella of Hunterdon Healthcare. But we are not actually, the integrative medicine department is not under Hunterdon Medical Center. It's under Hunterdon Regional Community Health. So we're strictly outpatient as of now. We would love to have inpatient services, but the problem with inpatient services really just comes down to funding. If you look at other hospitals that are doing inpatient integrative medicine or inpatient acupuncture or massage therapy, it usually comes from philanthropy funds or grant funding. And that's something that that the system is working on, but you know, we're still a new department.
Right.
So most of our service are outpatient. There is at Hunterdon Medical Center, they do Reiki for free in mm-hmm. the hospital, but that's not part of the integrative medicine program. But mm-hmm. it is a wonderful program.
Reiki?
Reiki is a form of energy medicine. It actually comes from Japanese style, where you're using the energy of the practitioner to help integrate with the energy of the patient.
Okay.
And it's a hands-on protocol, a very light touch hands-on protocol. We do have Reiki practitioners in our department also, again, but that's outpatient and there is a fee to that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm actually first degree Reiki.
Okay. Great. So you know what it is. So maybe you can explain it a little bit better than I did. But
no, I really don't use it other than on myself and my family and so forth. So I see now that you're outpatient. Let's talk about the other locations then where you have outpatient clinics.
So we have a location, our home location is at the Clinton Health and Wellness Center, and that is, the address there is 1738 Route 31 North, and that's in the same building that the health club is in. There's a number of specialty practices and a primary care practice down there also.
Yeah, mine.
What's that, yours?
Dr. Vandenberg is there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in that location, we do private acupuncture appointments, and we also do community acupuncture appointments. The difference between private and community is that in the private session, you're one-on-one with an acupuncturist. The initial consult is usually about an hour and a half, and then you have follow-up appointments that last about an hour long. In the community acupuncture sessions, you do have a shortened initial consultation that is private with the acupuncturist, but then all of your follow-up visits are in a room where there's other people receiving acupuncture treatments also. We chose to do that because it allows us to decrease the cost significantly of acupuncture. So there is, you know, there are some benefits to coming to the private session because you do get that one-on-one time, and we do use some other techniques such as cupping and something called gua sha and some different massage therapy techniques that we'll use in the private session that we can't do in the community sessions. But there are many conditions that can be treated extremely effectively in the community session. So we do work with each person on their, you know, what their lifestyle is, what their budget is, and we'll create a treatment program that really works for them on all levels.
Okay.
And then we also do massage therapy there. We have a massage therapist, Sylvia, that's been with the medical center for, or the wellness center for 9 years. She's amazing. And we do integrative nutrition and hypnosis. And we also run yearly. We run two different sessions of a mindfulness-based stress reduction program. There are 8-week programs that are held typically at the wellness center. Okay. Then our second location is at HealthQuest in Flemington. Right. So we have two treatment rooms there. On the second floor or the lower level, we do private acupuncture sessions and massage therapy there. And then we have our third location is at the the primary care office in Lambertville, Phillips Barber.
Okay.
At that location, as of now, we are only doing community acupuncture. That program has been very successful, and they're in the works in the next few years to expand that site. So when that happens, we will have a full service there like we do at the Wellness Center in Clinton.
Okay.
So what about the medical center? You don't have
We don't have an office at the Hunterdon Medical Center. No, we're in those three locations off-site.
Okay.
We do some work with the Cancer Center at the hospital, and we do yoga there, and we have had discussions of beginning acupuncture treatments there, but you know, there's a lot that needs to be done in order for that to happen. But they do refer to us, and you know, we will work with their patients at a discount if they are currently going through treatment, and then during their with their survivorship program.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure. Right
ahead. I can't even pronounce it. Ayurveda?
Ayurveda. Ayurveda.
Whatever. What is it?
So Ayurveda is a system of medicine that came from India. So with Ayurveda, they don't use acupuncture in Ayurveda, but it's mostly different herbal medicines and a system of working with diet. Yoga is part of Ayurvedic medicine. It's derived from that, and different breathing techniques.
Well, how do you, if someone comes to you, either by recommendation or on their own, how do you decide what... medical thing you're going to do for them?
Well, I'll tell you. In most cases, people come in already knowing or asking for something specific. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, people will come in and they'll say, "I'm looking for acupuncture," or "I'm looking for to work. I'm looking for a nutritionist," or "I'm looking So they'll come in already having an idea. And once we do an initial consultation, then if we believe that the modality that they came in for, it wouldn't be the most effective at that time, then we'll suggest something else. So really it's after that initial consultation and we understand what's happening with that person. But can I ask you if you think that there's any... Don't most people need some type of dietary change? Don't most people need some type of stress reduction or some type of lifestyle modification?
Yeah.
Right. So
yes to the second question. I'm not going near the first one.
Right. So I don't want to say that there's a standard way, but we typically will have, when people call to make an appointment, unless they're calling and they're just asking for a massage. If they're calling and asking for a massage, they get an appointment for a massage, and the massage therapist will then decide too, is what's going on with them something that I can handle, or is it something that I feel like I need to refer out? And then also it goes the same way with acupuncturists. People will come in for initial consult with acupuncture, and we'll do what we do. But if we feel that, I think every medicine has strengths and weaknesses. So if we're working with someone and we feel like, this person has either doesn't have a primary care doctor, or all acupuncturists are trained in understanding Western medical diagnosed diseases. So if we see something that doesn't feel or that feel that we feel like we want them to look more into in their primary care, or they haven't been to a specialist or their primary care, they haven't seen them for a while, we'll say, I think it's a good idea to go see your primary care and ask them about things like that. I mean, we've done that with Lyme disease. I can't tell you how many times, telling someone coming in with some kind of musculoskeletal pain and saying, "Have you ever been diagnosed or tested for Lyme disease?" And we're in Huntington County, "No, I haven't. I haven't seen my primary care in a year." Well, that might be the first place to start, and have some testing done so that we can really have a clear picture of what's happening.
And now, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead, Larry.
What's Qigong?
Qigong.
Qigong, okay.
Qigong.
I have trouble pronouncing this stuff.
So Qigong and Tai Chi are two movement therapies that are part of Chinese medicine. When we first started our program, we had a practitioner, Judy Hasten, her name is. She's fabulous. And she has been studying Tai Chi and Qigong for over 30 years. She was part of our program. But once we moved into the health and health and wellness center, we didn't have a room in order to provide those classes. So she is now employed by the health and wellness center. So she does still, we do recommend Tai Chi and Qigong, but that is a service that's provided now through the health and wellness center, a class through the health and wellness center. But Qigong, you can think of it basically as, has the same philosophy as Chinese medicine. And it's different exercises that can be taught to people to help them move with more fluidity, to help them breathe better, different relaxation things, different activities or exercises that can help them to rest rather than be in that stress, that sympathetic nervous system stress response all the time.
And mindfulness?
Mindfulness-based stress reduction is, like I said before, it's a course that we hold twice a year. And that is, we have two different practitioners that run those courses. And mindfulness-based stress reduction is a system that was created by a man named Jon Kabat-Zinn. He was a psychologist. And it's... I don't want to say it teaches you how to meditate because it doesn't exactly do that. I mean, it does do that, but it's really a system of understanding how to relax your minds enough that you can be more in the moment and learn how to respond to life stresses rather than react to life stresses. Right, because when you react to things, a lot of times you're not emotionally connected to it anymore. You're not emotionally aware of what you're doing.
You're just reacting, right?
But when you can respond to something, you can respond to it with a little more heart.
Okay.
He wrote that wonderful book, "Wherever You Go, There You Are." I think, which I have at home, and it's. Kind of thing you might want to tune into a different chapter every day because it really does bring you into the present. It's great. I wanted to ask, do you need to be a member of HealthQuest or the Clinton Health and Wellness Center or anything to take advantage of your...
You don't. Okay, anyone can come, and you do not need a referral from a physician either to come to our department and to have treatment. But we do give a discount to health club members and 200 medical center employees.
Right.
So volunteers?
What's that?
Volunteers?
Yes, volunteers.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a volunteer.
And veterans.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm both.
There you go. You get a double discount. So I take it, what about insurance? No?
So we actually are beginning to start the paperwork for insurance coverage. It's a very long process. As of now, it is out-of-pocket pay. We do provide a insurance receipt for you to submit yourself, and really that depends on your insurance company. Mm-hmm. Even once we take it, once we begin to take insurance, it is still dependent on the insurance company whether they cover acupuncture or not. And I will say, as of now, Medicare and Medicaid unfortunately do not cover acupuncture at all. So
do you think
hopefully
has it changed at all? I mean, I think like chiropractic services now are accepted.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
especially
and it
like
was
in
a
Pennsylvania,
long
but not necessarily in New
Jersey. Yeah, that was a long journey for them too.
Uh-huh,
so
right.
I think acupuncture really just began to hit mainstream probably only about 8 years ago. So maybe even less than that. So I think, you know, in time we will have that coverage, but right now we don't.
So a lot of that really depends on your educational efforts. You said, now how do you end up educating physicians and traditional medical people?
Yeah, so most of it is either through lectures, doing presentations for them,
right.
But also having that communication with their patients. So if our patients are okay with it, we will send a letter to their physician letting them know that they're receiving our services so that then we can have that back and forth communication if they have any questions on what type of treatments that we're doing.
So if someone came in for acupuncture but they were diabetic or something, you would automatically send a letter to whoever's treating them for diabetes?
Is Well, we would typically just send a letter to their primary care. We would ask them if they were okay with that, too. That's part of their the initial consult package, packet of paperwork that, that they fill out. And we'll just send a letter letter to their primary care that says, you know, this particular patient is coming to our office for. Now, we don't treat diabetes, right? We will we'll treat a person that has diabetes, but we don't treat Western medical diagnosed conditions. We work with the person that, but we will work with people that have those different conditions. And if they are on dietary recommendations from their primary care, from a nutritionist, we'll help support that and also give our input. If we feel that something that they're doing in their lifestyle that was recommended by someone else and it goes completely against what Chinese medicine says, I would have that conversation with the with their doctor to understand what that is. If So there is that back and forth communication, and we do have a medical director. Our medical director is Dr. Monica Meyer. She is a primary care physician located in at Phillips Barber. So, you know, if someone comes into our office and they do not have a primary care, we will send them to, you know, to Monica first, if not one of the primary care that's in their local area. And if they are interested in seeing a physician that has been trained in integrative medicine, because there are now training programs for integrative medicine, then we can send them to Dr. Meyer. And one other exciting thing that we do is that Hunterdon Medical Center is a primary care has a primary care residency program. So all the primary care residents actually rotate through the integrative medicine program now. So I do a educational lecture for the students in their second and third year. And then we also let them follow. They actually follow us through. Each one of them has the opportunity to follow us a few days in our clinics.
Is that a requirement for them or an option?
The lecture is a requirement, but the following, rotating through us is not a requirement, but I will say that most of them have opted to do that, yeah.
What is energy medicine?
So there's a lot of different types of, a lot of different categories of what would fall under energy medicine. Acupuncture is one of them, Reiki, healing touch, different things in Ayurvedic medicine, even yoga can be considered energy medicine. So basically, to make a really long story short, what I'll say is that we have blood vessels that run through our body, right? We have nerve pathways that run through our body. These are all something that, they're all something that are tangible, right? We can see them, right? But we also have energy that runs through our body, right? So it's something that you can't see. But if you don't believe that there's energy that runs through the body, you might not believe at all in what we do. But, you know, it's there. It is there. So so energy medicine really are modalities that help a person to understand what the energy inside of them, what their energy is doing and why it's doing it, and then helping to manipulate that in a way that provides more of a wellness for them.
Okay. All right, let's use me as an example. What are you laughing at?
You ever see Crouching Tiger, Sitting Dragon, right? There's
all right, let's just say, I come to your organization. What's the first thing that happens?
If you called and you said you wanted an appointment, but you didn't know what you wanted, what type of treatment you wanted.
I don't know if I want any treatment. Seriously.
Yeah. So we would set you up for initial consultation with myself or with our other acupuncturist, Allison Morgan. And that would be in an hour and a half where we'd go through we would do an initial consultation with you. So that initial consultation really consists of asking you a number of questions about what your health is and the things that
For example, what?
Well, we want to know about every system of your body. So we would ask you first what your main complaints are. Maybe your main complaints are that you aren't sleeping well. Maybe you have insomnia. Maybe you have some type of digestive issue. Maybe you're getting some headaches or neck and shoulder pain, something like that. So most people have three to four main complaints or things that are disrupting their life.
Okay.
So once we understand what are the things that are disrupting your life, then we can go into all the different options of how we can begin to treat that. And there's a lot of places you can start. Like I said, we can start with acupuncture and herbal medicine. We can start with dietary therapy. We don't do counseling, so but if we feel like that there's a mental health issue that we would need support with treating, we would refer you out too. Just from my background too, my mother is a psychiatric nurse practitioner and a psychologist. She has had an office here in Flemington for a very long time. And my stepfather is a LCSW. So I have a lot of experience with, and when I had my private practice, there was a lot of back and forth referral between that. Because it's just what you said, you know, depending on what's going on with a certain person, I mean, you could have depression and simply have a vitamin D deficiency. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be something much, much more than that. So, we will look at all those things too. I will ask you if you've ever had blood work. I will ask you if you've had those things so that we can get those into your file and understand what's happening there.
And you'd probably ask about medical histories and
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
You know,
ask
like both my knees have been replaced and, you know, that
absolutely.
Sort of thing.
Okay. Absolutely.
What medicines he's taking?
Yeah, of course. What medicine? So it's really a full health history. Mm-hmm. And then we'll look at a diagnosis from a Chinese medicine standpoint also. In Chinese medicine, we look at your tongue and we take your pulse. So your tongue actually shows like a map of inside of what's going on inside your body, and also feeling your pulse too gives us a idea of what the health of your body is. And if you can think about it, every single acupuncture meridian goes through every system of the body. So when you tell me something like, we'll just say sleep, you know, if you say, I'm just not sleeping well. So I'm going to break that down to say, okay, well, is it difficult for you to fall asleep? Are you tossing and turning through the night? Are you sleeping well, but you are still waking up feeling unrested? Right, so however you answer that question of what you're sleeping, and it might be all three of them, but
all of the above.
Yeah, but however you answer that question actually tells me what acupuncture meridian or what system in acupuncture in your body isn't working properly. So that's really how we're taking all of those signs and symptoms and putting those pieces together as a puzzle, and then coming up with a pattern of illness that is really yours alone. Everyone has a different pattern of illness. It's your specific one alone. And again, that can be treated through nutrition. As an acupuncturist, we are trained in integrative nutrition, but we also do have a registered dietitian there that we can refer you to really go through your full nutritional habits so that can be, you know, that can be shifted. And again, if you have back pain and you need to relax, you know, we may say, come in for a massage once a month, and that, you know.
But if you have back pain due to a nerve pinching a muscle.
Mm-hmm. Typically, that would be acupuncture treatments, okay. And if you haven't been treated, if you haven't been seen by an osteopath, or if you haven't been seen by any type of neurologist or anything like that, or any type of pain doctor, then we might refer to one of those. People also, so that they can, you know, so that we can have a clear picture, because we don't do x-rays. We don't do, you know, we can't always tell. And there are some conditions that are, like I said, every medicine has a strength and a weakness. So there are some conditions that don't work as well with acupuncture. You know, musculoskeletal issues with acupuncture, treatment can be very, very effective. But if you have something like stenosis, that's progressing stenosis, and there's nerve irritation, you know, I can do acupuncture for a really long time, and it's not going to shift
right.
that. You know, there are some lifestyle changes. There are some, you know, there can be relief in other ways, but you know, stenosis isn't something that you know once it's progressed to a certain point, it's not something you want to mess around with.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So we are all trained in that of understanding. You know, when do we refer? Who do we refer to? And that's the nice thing about being part of the medical system, that we have relationships with the different practitioners.
So most people who come to you, is there, obviously it's going to vary by individual, but there are people who are still coming a year later or whatever for acupuncture?
Once you've established yourself as a new patient, mm-hmm. you can be a patient for life. and really what that means, like I'll give you an example of a few different people. So I have a patient that I started seeing when I first opened my acupuncture practice in 2003. Mm-hmm. She was in a car accident, and her hips were shattered, and her one knee was shattered. And when things healed, her lower leg isn't straight. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that could be done at this point. But her coming for acupuncture, she comes religiously every other week, mm-hmm. and what she says is that acupuncture helps, just the acupuncture and the massage therapy that we do for her really just helps her to manage the chronic pain, so she does not have to take pain medication, and she's able to, you know, to get through life that way. So I have another man who I've been treating for a very, very long time. He's in the union. He works on bridges, and he has a really stressful and physical job. So he comes in, you know, I might see him once every 6 weeks. You know, he comes in, he did something strange. In the beginning, I saw him consistently for about 12 visits. And he felt better. Mm-hmm. It was back pain and knee pain. Right. And now maybe he comes in once every 6 weeks after he's done something really strenuous, or once he gets laid off before his new job starts, he comes in a couple times, right? I have a number of people that come in for allergies, right? So they'll just come in seasonally. You know, they come in, you know, they'll come in a couple weeks
before. I know about allergies.
Yeah. Right. Tell us about, though, how is acupuncture good for allergies?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Acupuncture. Actually, you can Google it. I brought it with me, but you can't see it on the radio, of course. But it's if you Google the World Health Organization or the National Institute of Health, they actually have a list that was prepared on all the different conditions or signs and symptoms that have been proven to be effective with acupuncture. Proven is the is the word that Western science really likes. But yes, they have been proven to be effective with acupuncture. And on that list, a number of women's health issues. It could be migraines. It could be a number of different gastrointestinal issues, allergies. Many, many different musculoskeletal issues. I will say probably that's what people know the most of with acupuncture. So probably about 50% of our patients are coming in for some type of musculoskeletal pain.
Right.
And, you know, we all know about the difficulties, not just in Hunterdon County, but it's a big thing in Hunterdon County with pain medications.
And I was going to ask you about that.
Right. So, that's
kind of an alternative. This is
that absolutely as non-pharmaceutical pain management. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, their acupuncture has been proven to be effective that way. So, so not only in the decrease of taking medication, but the amount of stress, you know, with the physical pain, but the amount of stress, mental stress that people feel when they're living with chronic pain, you know, it's exhausting. So,
what about the Chinese herbal medicine? Does that relate to pain management at all?
Yeah, there are Chinese herbal formulas. Yeah, okay. External formulas that do help with pain management. There's over 400 different Chinese medicine formulas and over 600 different Chinese herbs that can be put together in different combinations to help with that. You know, the the main conditions that we have to be concerned about as Chinese herbalists is when someone has a heart condition and they're on heart medication. So right. Those are really the big ones that we have right. to make. We have to really make sure that there's no drug interactions
right.
if they're on blood thinners or any kind of mm-hmm. heart medication. But there's many people that are using herbal formulas for the common cold. You could be using herbal formulas for different gastrointestinal issues mm-hmm. and for pain. It's something like turmeric. Turmeric is an herb. It's an anti-inflammatory herb. It's an herb that's been used in Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, and now it's pretty mainstream.
Right.
People use turmeric for inflammation all over the, right. kind of just loosely say, oh, I'm taking turmeric. In Chinese medicine, turmeric goes directly to the gastrointestinal system and also goes to the shoulders. So we might recommend a herbal formula that has turmeric in it if someone has shoulder pain or something going on here. But if someone has knee pain, we might recommend a different formula or herbs that have different formulas mm-hmm. that have different herbs in
right.
them. Yeah.
If someone wanted to reach out to you, is there a website or
there
a phone
is.
Number?
We
or?
Do have our. We have both.
Okay, you can give both. You can give both.
We have our website is integrativemedicine.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Why don't you repeat that again?
Integrativemedicine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay.
And then our telephone number is 908-735-3988.
Okay.
That's 908-735-3988.
Yes.
I didn't remember it. I have it written down.
Yeah.
No, I was just real quickly, we only have a couple minutes left, but if someone comes into you and your diagnosis is that they're overweight and they should have some nutritional counseling, what does that entail?
Typically, we'll work with people, of course, what's going on with their life at that time, how often they're cooking, what they're, how busy they are. But we will help them move towards more of a whole foods diet and help them understand that. The goal for nutrition, because there's not one perfect diet for everyone,
right?
The goal for nutrition is that you understand how your body feels when you eat a meal. Right, so food should give you energy, right? Food is our fuel, so it should give us energy. If when you eat, you feel tired, if when you eat, you feel bloated or gassy, if when you eat, you feel irritable or, hard to articulate or things like that, then we know something that you're putting into your body is not good for you. So it's breaking that down to help you understand. So we may do an elimination diet, beginning off with an elimination diet, and then helping you to then slowly add in some of the foods that we took out. But I can't say that, again, there's no specific diet. A lot of people, because I'm an integrative medicine practitioner and acupuncturist, people automatically assume that I'm a vegetarian. And I'm not. I did try a vegetarian diet at one point in my life because I was having some gastrointestinal issues, and I wanted to understand what that was. And I felt more sick when I went on a vegetarian diet. And what I understood for myself is that it was dairy and too many grains. I'm not allergic to wheat or, that stuff. I'm not celiac disease, but too many grains, my body has a hard time digesting. So I do much better on a meat and vegetable diet.
Okay.
Too much sugar is not good for me. But then I have other patients that they do much better on a grain and vegetable diet. So it's really making that understanding. There's no assumptions of saying this is what everybody has to do. But there is a period of time where we will encourage an elimination diet so that we can help your system, the inflammation to go down. It's like more of like a non-inflammatory diet to help the inflammation go down. It's not starvation. There's no fasting. We do have the ability to guide people through a fast if that's what they desire, but it's not something that is ever really ever required by us. It's really just clean diet so that then we can begin to introduce other things so that you can build that understanding of when I eat this food, my body doesn't feel good.
Right.
So then you begin to lose the desire for mm-hmm. certain foods because you begin to understand that the 5 minutes that I'm tasting it really doesn't equal the 3 days that I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
So your desire for that stuff, right. You know, we help you to shift to understand this is what good food is,
right?
Some people think good food is coffee and donuts, and other people think good food is is a salad, right? You know, so it's
I go with all three.
I know. Not to say that they don't taste good, but...
And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, Tamara, they dial 908-735-3988, and you can give the website again if you want.
The website is integrativemedicine@huntertonhealthcare.org.
Tamara, we can't thank you enough for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Very informative.
Very informative. Mm-hmm. And we won't be here next week because there's a holiday, and we're going to take off. In fact, the whole chamber is going to take off.
So
we'll be running rewinds next week, but we'll see you in 2 weeks. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Oh, folks, you know what that means.